Guatemala suspends leftist party contending for presidency, leaving race uncertain. By Christian K. Caruso on July 13, 2023. A Guatemalan court suspended the operations of the center-left Semilla Party, led by presidential runner-up candidate Bernardo Arevalo, on Wednesday over claims the party engaged in illicit campaign financing and forged signatures. The court legally suspended the existence of the party as a result of investigations into alleged illicit electoral financing and the use of false signatures for more than 5,000 citizens as part of the party's authorization registry process. Arevalo, alongside former First Lady Sandra Torres of the center-left National Unity of Hope (UNE) party, are slated to face off in the August 20 presidential election, a runoff following the two candidates earning first and second place in the general election featuring several other third-party candidates. Their victories guaranteed no conservative or right-wing option in the runoff election. Guatemala's public ministry posted a video on its official Twitter account on Wednesday evening in which Rafael Carrucci of the Office of the Special Prosecutor Against Impunity (FECI) explained that the Semilla Party was being investigated for allegedly forging the required citizen signatures for the party's authorization process before the country's Supreme Electoral Tribunal, TSE. Carrucci asserted that the investigation, known as Semilla Corruption, began after an unnamed Guatemalan citizen filed a formal complaint in May 2022 accusing the party of using his or her name without consent. The Seventh Court of Criminal Instance ordered the suspension of the legal personality of the Semilla political party, Carrucci said. The prosecutor also claimed to have found indications that more than 5,000 citizens were linked to the Semilla movement through false signatures. The signature and fingerprint of one person was put on several citizens. There are signatures without names and altered sheets, he continued. The U.S. Department of State included Carrucci in the Section 353 Corrupt and Undemocratic Actors report in 2021. The prosecutor is accused of having obstructed investigations into acts of corruption by disrupting high-profile corruption cases against government officials and raising apparently spurious claims against FECI prosecutors, private attorneys, and former International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, CICIG, prosecutors. Arevalo denied the prosecutor's accusations on Wednesday evening during an interview with CNN en Español and insisted his party would not respect the spurious and illegal decision requiring it to suspend operations. Arevalo also said his party never paid anyone in exchange for the required signatures. What there was a mechanism to move around and collect signatures throughout the country which, evidently, in terms of collection has a cost, Arevalo said. But no one ever received anything in exchange for their signature. The presidential candidate also claimed that Carrucci was usurping authority that belonged to the Electoral Crimes Office, not the FECI. He needs to build this absurd fiction that goes as far as money laundering to justify that the Special Prosecutor's Office is in charge of a case that would correspond to the Electoral Crimes Prosecutor's Office, the presidential candidate claimed. Arevalo stated that the suspension does not impact his participation in the upcoming August 20 runoff election, quoting Article 92 Guatemala's Electoral and Political Parties Law, which states that a party may not be suspended after an election has been called and until the election has been held. This is not for us or for Semilla, it is for the whole country, Arevalo posted on Twitter on Wednesday evening. The powerful no longer want the people to freely decide their future, but we are going to defeat them. The seed of change and hope will not be trampled. Arevalo, an outsider leftist candidate in Guatemala's June 2023 general elections, came in second place with 11.77% of the votes. The election was marked by a high percentage of null votes, votes that were not assigned to any of the participating candidates as, according to the nation's electoral law, the voter's intention could not be determined on the ballot. Arevalo's performance during the election came as a surprise, as none of the polls released throughout the campaign had him obtaining more than 3% of the votes. Minutes before the announcement of Semilla's suspension, the Guatemalan Supreme Electoral Tribunal officialized the results of the first round of the June presidential election. The court issued a temporal suspension of the results last week after 10 political parties filed an appeal alleging irregularities in the scrutiny process. Guatemala's public ministry carried out a search of the headquarters of the Supreme Electoral Tribunal in Guatemala City on Thursday morning. The Special Prosecutor's Office Against Impunity is carrying out search, inspection, registration and seizure of evidence proceedings, the public ministry said on Thursday through an official statement. The head of the TSE Irma Palencia told a local radio emisora Zunitas on Thursday morning that she was surprised by the public ministry's search, expressing her concern for the institution's staff. "I don't know what to think or what else is next. We are very concerned," Palencia said. "I don't know if it is a threat, because a threat is before acting. I don't know how to take this anymore." Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.